Y'all be getting mad over dreams. Oh, I hate that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate bro. That shit.
Wait,
be like, you cheated in my dream.
I'll side-eye.
See?
Oh, my God.
I don't take it literally, but you know what? That should be like low-key intuition, but I be having wild-ass dreams. Damn, I had a dream, man. And I told my boyfriend at the time about it, and he side-eyed me, and I was just like...
Wait, what was your dream?
I don't remember.
Was your dream you fucking somebody else?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it was.
That was the mic store?
Let It Hip Hop album review, Stormzy, Gang Signs, and Prayer. This is the second grime artist, I believe, that we review on Dead in Hip Hop. I'm gonna start off by saying this. I think that a lot of these dudes are talented because I actually had my sister-in-law. She had some people over from the UK, and one of her friends was telling me about a whole bunch of different dudes, and I checked some of them out. They're dope. Unfortunately, I don't go back. Like, it is what it is. Like, with Skepta, like, I know I gave it a very positive review. I like Skepta. I don't go back to it. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how I feel about Stormzy. And kind of how I feel about grime. Maybe it's just something because I didn't grow up on, you know, I just don't have that attachment. You know what I'm saying? To go back and, oh, yeah. Because these guys, I don't know, man, they rapping about some real shit. It's just... It just doesn't connect, man. And a lot of it, like on this, I can tell you, big for your boots, like the way you boots.
Must
like,
be big for your boots.
Yeah, like I just
stuff big for my boots.
Yeah.
Say that shit again, Mike. Say that shit again.
No.
You sounded just like him. You sounded just like him, dude.
Because I like that song. You know, your face too big for my boots.
That's so insulting.
But why? I like that song.
Yeah, the song is cool, but it's just
the accent.
Accent, man.
It's funny because I think
it bothered me.
It did me. I mean, because
certain times.
I feel bad because like, I went back and listened to Skepta. I'm like, was his accent that strong? And I was like, it wasn't that strong. This guy's was a lot stronger.
Yeah, it was stronger.
It's bad when you have to like pull up the lyric. When I'm listening to the album, I'm like, okay, what the heck is this dude saying? Certain song. I'm not gonna say all
of them. No,
but like, you know, angry. Like I like Mr. What was that? Mr.
Skank.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite joints.
That was dope.
The intro was dope. Yeah. In the last song, about him talking about his dad.
So when I put this shit on, I heard the first song. I said, well, goddamn, maybe this is something I might come back to. But then it goes to Cold, and I'm like, oh. I don't know what's going on with these beat changes. You know what I'm saying? Like this
that's
wasn't grime, hard.
Yeah,
I think that's what grime is. Like there's more dancier beats. Like I think typically grime doesn't have like tradition. This is just what people have told me. Mm-hmm. Don't
they
fucking jump on me like y'all did last time.
They coming, boy.
What I was told is that grime doesn't typically have those hip hop beats. Like a lot of it's more like EDM dance beats. Mm-hmm. That's what makes it more grime versus hip hop. That's what I was told.
Okay,
but I kind of. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I said I kind of feel like, and I hate this. I'm just going by this comparison because it's the only one I have to go off of. Skepta. I feel like it was, I guess, more. What would you say? More traditional.
That's probably why we liked it.
And
we liked it more.
Yeah, and like I said, and his accent wasn't as strong. So that's. I kept going back and forth. Like I listen to Skepta, then I go back and listen to Stormzy.
No, I think his accent was just as strong.
You think so?
I think it was just the music here. You noticed it more because a lot of the songs were slower.
Mm.
Like Skepta, he was just hype.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But I still made out. I didn't have to be like, oh, let me pull up this lyric, and I didn't.
Going back to Skepta, because that's obviously at least my baseline for grime.
Yeah,
me too. I don't remember him like singing and doing a whole bunch
this
of stuff like that.
He's like
he is. That's exactly where I was going because you're singing and I got some hard stuff.
Gang Signs and Prayers. You know,
and then when I was looking at the track, the title of the album, I'm like, okay, Gang Signs and Prayers. I like his gangster shit more than his prayer shit. You know what I'm saying? Because then Big For Your Boots, that was cool. Then it goes to Velvet. And I'm like, nigga, are you awesome?
Velvet. Oh, yeah.
You're on some sing song Drake type
that's
shit.
That's some Velvet Rose, Janet Jackson type of song to me.
It was. And then it goes to Mr. Skank, which I was like, okay, we're back to the hard stuff. Yes, this is the shit I like. And then
Cigarettes and Kush.
I'm like, bro, if this is
let
not.
Me down. Drake.
What is it? Is it cigarettes? Is it cushions?
Never let me down. Yeah, you did.
And after hearing that song, I'm like, dude isn't really trying to rip off a Drake vibe at this point, I don't know what else he's really trying to accomplish.
I don't know
if it's intentional that he's trying to be intentional like Drake. No,
I don't think he's trying to be like
that. Need to be me.
Okay,
not everybody that raps and sings is automatically
Drake. No. I don't say that.
Right.
But then it goes to 21 Gun Salute again, very Drake like. Blinded by Your Grace 2 again, singing, and then Return of the Rush Act, which was dope, and then it goes to 100 Bads. 100 Bads. That's when it just hit me. I'm like, okay, bro, this is very Drake-like. Like that beat, how he has the voice and doing all of that stuff. That was very Drake. Like Drake rapped about his mom almost in the same exact way. I'm like, bro,
But the other songs where he's singing, it doesn't sound anything even remotely like Drake.
The only two that didn't sound like Drake in terms of his singing was Blinded by Your Grace Part 1 and Part 2. But Cigarettes and Kush was very Drake-ish. Very Drake-ish. And so was 21 Gun Salute. When it gets to the interlude, Crazy Titch, right? Like his homie. And he's saying, oh, you're the one that's going to change grime and all of that. That's when it nailed the head on the coffin for me. Because I'm like, look, like you're doing what all of these grime dudes do. But then you're adding all of this, you know, other things. Exactly. That sounds exactly like Drake. So if your homie's feeling like this is what's going to change grime, then I'm like, damn, bro, you're definitely taking the so far gone route to me. You know what I'm saying? In terms of what Drake is doing.
This is his second project?
Debut. Ooh,
it's his first debut.
First album? Yeah, I don't think he's trying to be. I think he is supposed to be like the mainstream guy over there. He's supposed to be the guy that's supposed to be next. But I don't think that he's, like, I understand the why we're drawing the comparisons to Drake.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he's trying to be Drake. I'm not saying
that's what it sounds like.
I'm not saying he's trying to. I'm just saying that it sounds like Drake-ish. Drake. It's very Drake-ish.
But then he said it wasn't intentional, and you said that you think it is. So it does.
And you gave him the look. You were like,
yeah.
Yeah, you did kind of look at me a little.
So it sounds like you're saying that he's trying to bite Drake.
You think formula-wise, you think as far as the formula of the album?
Yeah, man. It just sounds very Drake-ish to me.
I think he just raps and sings.
You know, I really think
maybe
it's
that
simple.
Maybe he's
trying to be Fonte.
Shit.
Nah, okay. The reason why, all right, you say it's not intentional, but like those beats and how.
I think he's just mainstream, dog.
Okay, that's cool.
This is a mainstream sounding album.
I'm with you 100%. I like his hard fucking gangster shit. Mm-hmm. All the singing stuff, it did not connect. Like the gospel shit, it didn't work. Because I'm not really a fan of modern gospel like that. I like old gospel. Mm-hmm. This kind of shit, that church, I didn't like that. All the singing stuff, it didn't flow well for me.
Yeah.
Because I had never heard of Stormzy. I had Stormzy mixed up with Wiley. Mm-hmm. So I thought Stormzy was this guy that's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And when I put the album on, I was like, this is the guy that everyone's saying is like one of the innovators of grime.
Right.
I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
But then when I heard, okay, this is his first album, and I realized I had it mixed up, I was like, oh, that makes sense. That first song, I was like, oh, I'm gonna love this album. Because he can rap. And he can flow, and he sounds nasty. Man, while you fighting with your girl, I'm fighting my depression. He's just like, I loved it, the way his accent worked with the beat. And then Cole was dope. Because I was like, okay, this is a different sound for me. I've never really heard rap like this. This is what grime is. I'm like, okay, I'm really getting interested in this. Bad Boys hit. I was like, nope. Blinded by Your Grace hit. Nope. Big for Your Buttes. I was like, this is tight. I was like, I love this shit. Velvet hit, nope. Mr. Skang, that's okay. Cigarettes and Kush, nope. 21, nope. Blinded by Your Grace, nope. It was just like too many no's for me.
Yeah.
It was like, I can only pull off like four songs.
Next. Yeah.
But those four songs are dope as fuck.
It like make you wish you would kind of go with that direction.
It didn't for me. And the reason I say this is because I don't care if he changes, because this is the type of album that will do well. Because
it
has something for everybody. I can pull off four songs that I really like. A typical mainstream rap fan can probably pull off six songs that they really like.
A typical mainstream rap fan?
Well, yeah, mainstream fan that likes this kind of music.
Okay,
you know what I mean? A typical UK mainstream rap fan would be like, okay, these songs I can fuck with. So he's doing his job. He's making an album that's accessible to everybody. It's just me personally, I'm not a singles person. I'm an album person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just put on four songs and vibe. I want to put on a whole album, and I can't do that with this. because there's too many songs I just plain don't like.
I hated having to even go back to listen to this.
I think I'm with Ken on that, because like when I was listening to it, I was like, damn, I'm glad I'm not them. I don't have to go back and listen to this. Yeah, I felt good to be me for it. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, damn.
I had to go back. I was texting Ken like, damn, man.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to this.
I didn't really want to either.
Yeah.
But it was only because I think if all of this was just kind of bad, I would just be like, damn, I don't want to see this shit. But the fact that some of the songs were so fucking good, it's like, I wanted the whole thing to be like this. I wanted like a whole, if it was a whole fucking 15 songs of First Things First and Cold, yeah. I love this shit, but so that's just me.
Yeah, I think what he's done is working perfectly for him. Yeah, I just don't like this album.
Yeah, it's not for you.
I don't like the songs on here.
The way it was sequenced.
The sequencing was terrible, and it just sounds like, it almost sounds like some of the songs to me sound like late 90s hip hop. You know, some Queen, like, there was one song in there that sounded like some shit Queen Pan would do. You know, it was just like, it just didn't sound like anything that was current. And
I didn't hear that.
Nah, it just, it's
like, to the right album.
Yeah, absolutely.
Queen
absolutely.
Penn and who else?
Unfortunately, when I say Queen Penn was trying to be like mainstream. This sounded like it was obviously crafted and made for mainstream. It's extremely successful for him. It's working for him. People love him. Mm-hmm. And for him, this works for him and the people that are listening. For me, nah, I did listen to the Wiley album. I do like that one. I just didn't like this at all. The Wiley beats bang. They're way more aggressive. He's rapping way more aggressive. He's rapping better than me. This right here just doesn't do it at all. And I was at my decision, like, second listen. I was like, nope.
I was at my first listen. Yeah. I don't like this.
Yeah. I thought maybe because it's grime and the accent. Let me give him, like, but sonically, it was like, nah, nope. Second listen, I was like, yeah, it's official. I'm just not gonna get into this. And I tried to listen to it more and more. I was like, man, let me see if I can pull something out of here. Cause I don't wanna just come in here and like shit on it and be like closed-minded to what's going on over there at all. But it has nothing to do with the accent. You know, the accent is fine. It's just the songs. I don't like the songs. I thought I was gonna be the only one that didn't like it.
Really? You thought I was gonna be liking this fucking sing-songy shit? Really? When have I ever liked that?
I don't know.
No.
You didn't, but I thought because it was overseas that you may have found something.
I know. It's just going to happen. My first initiation to grime was Dizzy Rascal. But real grime heads are like, that's not real grime. This whole time I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I love Boy in the Corner. And when he signed to Jux, I was like, man, this guy's dope. And then we did that song with UGK. I was like, damn, I really fuck with this guy. But I never really investigated grime after that. But I thought grime was all like aggressive and hard and just So that's what I was expecting from this after we heard Skepta. So my whole grime experience is Skepta and Dizzy Rascal. So when I heard this, I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on right now? And I even started to like go research the guy, and I saw that Adele shouted him out. And apparently he had like two Adele shout outs on the album. Mm. He's a big Adele fan. And I was just like, okay, so he's trying to like kind of teeter that line a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, the internet got me again. Because,
yep. I don't know why you let them get you.
I know, you, man, but I don't know about
45 tweets about the same shit.
Right. And because I'm not like into that grime genre, right. I didn't know.
Right.
You know, so I thought this was just this guy that's overseas that's just been buzzing like heavy, and I was like, and just seeing the reaction, oh, Stormzy this and all the write-ups and everything, I was like, okay, this might be, you know, so Skepta was cool. I was like, this might be actually good. Then I listened to it, I was like, oh man, what in the world is going on? Yeah,
well, because the album is doing extremely well, and everyone's like, yo, you gotta hear this fucking Stormzy album. If you like Skepta's album, you're gonna love Stormzy. I don't understand that comment at all. It makes no sense.
I like Skepta's way better than Stormzy.
Obviously, that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to say it's way better. It's just a different kind of music. Like, because I think Stormzy can fucking rap his ass off.
Right.
So that's why I'm not going to say this is a better project. I would listen to Skepta's over this because it's more my, I like the harder shit.
And maybe I'm going by my experience when we was getting ready to review Skepta. I was looking forward to going back to listen to that album. You know, like, right. As we was reviewing.
Right.
This album, I wasn't. So that's why I'm saying, that's why I'm scaling. It was way better because...
Yeah, the fact that you was listening to it to compare it to it. Like, right. That shows that you really...
Yeah, and then, like, I'm like, okay, cool. Listen to this again. You know, play it, you know, listen to something else. Then go back to it again. Like, okay, cool. Like, I was looking forward to listening to it again. But Stormzy, I'm like... Damn.
I was just trying to figure out what made this guy special.
Me too.
You know.
Me too.
I couldn't find anything.
Because the first song I heard when people were telling me to go listen to Stormzy, I went and looked him up and he had one video and it was for the boot song. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I fuck with this dude. This is actually tight. But I was expecting no album to be like that. Mm-hmm. So I was set up for the fucking okie doke.
Stormzy, so if you're watching. Shit, bro. You know, I don't want to rain on your parade. Obviously, you're being extremely successful. And yeah, I'm not in the grime genre like that. So, you know, I don't know the moons and everything. I don't know, like, how y'all, you know, position people and stuff. Look, you cool. I definitely think you have talent. I just don't like this project like that. But, again, don't let that deter you from what you're doing because, obviously, you're successful. And I'm not really part of that culture and that genre, so I'm not one to really speak on it. But, you know, you got talent, bro.
Yeah, same thing people say. I mean, you know, by me not being in that genre like that, I was hoping to get a good experience just because my last experience was pretty good and it didn't do well. I mean, it started off great with the first track and a couple of sprinkled in here in the middle and towards the end, and that's pretty much about it for me. So, but, you know, obviously, like we all said it, whatever you're doing, it's successful, it's working for you.
I think this is really kind of one of those situations where, you know, it just wasn't for me. It kind of really applies. I tend to try to kind of stay away from that, but I just don't understand like the culture that's over there. And you know, excuse my interest, but you know, I live here. I am and did appreciate like listening to something different. I you know, and I'm glad that we're continuing to do that. Mm-hmm. To expand beyond American hip hop and to review grime. Mm-hmm. Hip hop and grime artists, because at some point maybe we will understand a little bit better. With this particular album, with the songs, they just didn't gel with me at all. Like, when you dropped this album, we got hit with a lot of requests about it. So that says a lot. And you know, at the end of the day, that's all that matters, and your fans love it. And yeah. You know, as long as you have that, you'll be fine. So maybe next time.
If you're watching, this is strictly personal preference. I like your rap songs. I'm not too big on the sing songs. That's really it. I can't make claims of quality when it comes to your sing songs because I don't listen to that type of shit. So people that like that, I'm sure they think it's great. I don't like that kind of music. So this is like somebody that doesn't like fucking pasta sauce saying they don't like spaghetti. It doesn't matter. Your rap songs though, the shit that I am familiar with, I really enjoyed that. And I think taking me out of my element when it came to songs like Cold and shit like that was dope because I've never really listened to this kind of stuff. I've never really listened to grime like that. And that was a good introduction to that sound. I really enjoyed that. So yeah, I could pull off 4 or 5 songs of this shit and delete the ones that I didn't like and really, really, really enjoy those rap songs. So that's really it.